You are listening to the Speaker Springboard Podcast with your host, Alfred Poor.
Welcome to the Speaker Springboard Podcast, where corporate leaders, business executives, and other good public speakers come to become great speakers. Every week, you'll hear about practical tips and valuable resources that will help you get your message across, whether it's on stage or online. This week, I'm honored to have Lauren Fogelman as my guest. She's the Price and Profit Coach, who helps professionals get paid what they're worth. She helps her clients learn how to communicate their value and break out of the rut of simply trading time for money. She's been recognized by HubSpot as one of the world's top 22 business coaches each year for more than 10 years. She's been a speaker at major conferences, including Inbound, which is one of the most popular marketing events for entrepreneurs. Her passion is to empower her clients to double their revenues by working half the time through strategic pricing and effective sales techniques. So, Lauren, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I am looking forward to our conversation today, Alfred.
So am I. So, well, here we go. Let's get started. Who is your ideal client?
My ideal client is actually accounting professional, so I'm very, very specific, whose fees do not reflect their value.
It's great to hear that you have a specific target like that, because entrepreneurs and everybody, you know, told over and over again, find your niche. Don't try to be everything to everybody. So I think, you know, focusing your attentions on that specific market sounds like it works really well. So what's the basic problem that you help them solve?
Basically, they have what I call an upper limit challenge. An upper limit challenge is where they are maxed out and it is going to be, it's more than just about the business being impacted.
So this upper limit, is it self-imposed or is it a reality of their business?
I will actually say it's a little bit of both, because usually as business owners, we're the bottleneck to our own success. What I see as far as those symptoms go is that they have their business running them instead of them running their business. And an upper limit challenge is an essence where they've maxed out their earning potential because they've maxed out on their time also, and the two are connected together. So when you connect your fees to time, you end up working a lot of hours to make your money. And when you've maxed them out, you've can't do anymore.
So you figured out a way to add an eighth day to the week?
No. I figured out how to take them from 7 days a week, 70 hours a week, down to maybe 3 days a week, 20 hours a week.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, when somebody's aware that they have this kind of a problem, what are some of the things that they try to do to solve it, but isn't going to help them?
Well, there's five things I'm going to share right here as far as those symptoms that might be going on. Is they're charging an hourly rate. And I'm going to just say right off the bat, an hourly rate is unfair to your clients and it's unfair to you also. The reason that it's unfair is because it focuses on the technical functions of what you do and it minimizes your expertise. So that is the second symptom that you're going to see, is you lead with the functions as opposed to your expertise. The third thing to look at is you might not be really comfortable with communicating your value. If you can't connect with your value, then you can't expect anybody else to recognize the value that you offer. Number four is you try to sell clients when you don't like the sales part, which is true for the majority of us as business owners. Very, very few people really love the sales part. Because we've never taught how to do it. And I actually teach my clients to do what I call a value conversation instead of a sales conversation. And then number five is you are chasing money because you are billing clients after the fact instead of getting paid first. So those are some of the things. I'm going to just recap it real quickly, Alfred. You're charging an hourly rate, which is unfair to you and your clients. You're focusing on the technical functions, minimizing your expertise. You don't know how to communicate your value. You try selling when you really don't like the sales. And you're chasing money because you are invoicing and billing instead of getting paid before you do the work.
I suspect that people in all kinds of business positions are sitting there with their head ringing because that resonates so much. I mean, just taking the first one, we could go on forever on the first one alone. As a freelance writer, I've never charged an hourly rate.
But a lot of writers charge for word count, which is still focusing on the technical aspects.
You know, they're not paying for me to write. They're paying for me for what I've done for the past 20 years.
I fully agree with you.
Right. And that's something that I think a lot of people have a really hard time connecting with. You know, there's that imposter syndrome of how could I be worth that? Why would somebody pay me to do that?
Yep.
Interesting. So if they try to solve this on their own, what are some of the mistakes that they run into?
Well, some of the mistakes is that they think about raising the rates, but they don't ever do it. So they have legacy clients that continue to be at their old rates. And that means that they are having different clients at different rates, which is not a great business model. They also are tolerating too much. They tolerate headache clients. They tolerate working additional hours. They tolerate letting go of their personal health because they can't afford to hire help. They just tolerate too much.
Maybe if I just work a little harder or a little longer, I'll get caught up.
Oh my gosh, they don't know how to delegate.
Yep.
No. And they don't understand what their value is. That's something else that happens. Yeah.
That's a really key point because, you know, I've seen this in many settings, certainly about fees and rates and all, but also just, you know, people looking to get a job and not being able to identify the things of value that they would bring to the job because they discount it so much in their head. It's got to be really hard to get people to, you really need somebody from the outside to come in and look and say, here are your strengths. Here's what you have to offer. This is valuable to somebody.
Absolutely. And I'll just say sometimes the things that are easiest to you that you think are low value are very, very high value to a client. Like the fact that you could probably write an 800 word blog in an hour, where it would take me 5 or 6 hours at least, is very, very valuable. And it would probably sound better, Alfred, than what I would come out with.
I would be upset if it took me an hour, but yes. So if you could share one tip that you would offer people, because obviously this is something that applies clearly to accounting practices, but I see a lot of generality to other kinds of applications and occupations. If you had one tip that you'd try to help people get unstuck or start making progress on this, what would that be?
Well, it is in essence separating your fees from time, and I'd like to give an example. Is it okay if I do that?
Please, absolutely.
Great. If you are new to this whole concept of getting away from an hourly rate and want to start to raise your rates, but you're unsure how, I'm going to give you the exact tips right here. I look at what's called good, better, best pricing. What you do is you're going to have new clients coming to you. And with these new clients, figure out what that fixed rate would be, usually multiplying your hourly rate by your time, maybe adding in some course, you come up with that fixed rate. Now, with the new clients coming to you, I want you to now go to your new good rate. That means that you're going to have that fixed fee. Let's multiply it by 1.5. And I want you to enroll 3 people at that new rate of 1.5, your new good rate. This shows you that not everybody's as price sensitive as you think you are. You're starting to earn more without having to work any additional hour. After you enroll 3 people at that new good rate, we're going to go up to the next tier, which is going to be your better rate. Once again, people are coming to you. You come up with that fixed rate of what it would be for you originally doing that job for them. And now we're going to go to your better rate, which is multiplying it by 2x. This means that you're now earning double what you were previously working, same work, but you're now getting more confident that you can charge higher rates. You're getting better at having that conversation with people initially coming to you and understanding what it is that they need to hear to move forward and say yes to you. Once again, enroll 3 people at that new better rate, and then we go up to the top tier, which is your new best pricing. You're going to have people come to you. You do that flat fee, and now we're going to multiply it by 3x. You are now earning 3 times more than you originally were before. No additional time spent working. You have a better quality client. They really are following through with what you're telling them to do. They are engaged. And it is a different way of working because now you have high quality relationships instead of needing a lot of relationships. And this is what I call good, better, best pricing. At some point, we're going to need to recalibrate so that new best rate will once again become your good rate and you go through the whole process all over again.
That sounds wonderful. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, good, better, best works. It's a strategy that is very powerful and helps you incrementally make those changes to get your fees up and to get the revenues mm-hmm. where you would like them to be. That's awesome. So if it's not asking too much, do you have one valuable free resource that we can share with the audience?
Absolutely. I was just explaining the good, better, best pricing to you. If you want to actually have all the steps lined out as to how to separate your fees and time and follow that good, better, best pricing model, you can go to businesssuccesssolution.com/value and immediately get all the steps to start raising your fees and getting back your personal time.
That is awesome. So we'll put that link in the description for the episode so people can find it. But it's just give us the URL one more time.
Yes, businesssuccesssolution.com/value.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. That's a very generous offer to give everybody. So we have a little time left. Mm-hmm. What's the one question that I didn't ask that I should have?
Well, the main one that comes to mind is what do clients highly value and happily pay for? Would you like me to answer that, Alfred?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's actually four things. They want to know that when working with you, it's going to be easy, quick, save them money, and make them money. Those are the four things that they would happily pay for and they will highly value. Easy, quick, save money, and make money. An example is, I'm going to use an accounting professional because that's who I work with. How is it going to be easy? I just need to give my accountant access to my bank feeds, my credit card transactions, and they do all the work for me. How is it fast? Because they're doing this all day, every day. It would take me probably 8 hours or so, if not longer, to be able to get my books straightened out for that week, whereas they can do it in less than an hour, because that's where their expertise lies. How does it save me money? Because if I'm doing my own books, I'm probably missing some things. I might not be categorizing things correctly, or I don't realize that there's certain deductions that I could take because this just isn't my area of expertise. And how does it make me money? Because by having my accountant do my books for me, it's freeing up time to be able to focus on my business development, serving my clients at a higher level, and having this conversation with Alfred, because I now have time to work on my business instead of just in my business. So once again, the things that your clients highly value is they want it to be quick, easy, save them money, and make them money.
Got it. That is tremendous. Lauren, thank you so much. This has been drinking from the fire hose. Wonderful information and clearly has application far beyond just accountants. But I have a feeling that you have some very fortunate clients who get to work with you.
Thank you so much, Alfred. This has been a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you or your team would like to improve the impact of your online presentations, be sure to attend the free monthly demonstration of the Speaker Springboard system. For details, go to www.speakerspringboard.com/demonstration. Hope to see you there.